Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome back for another reality radio episode. It's going to be, we have all three of us here today, which is awesome. We'll be talking about the real world, Go Big or Go Home, episode 5. Been away for a few weeks, so now we're back on a really cool episode, I think. So we have Andrew online right now. Let's give us your, where can they find you on Twitter and everything?
At CSU Grad A Kirk.
Awesome, awesome. So we will be having two other people joining us, and they should be on their way soon. So we can just go ahead and get started in the convo. Andrew, man, you're tweeting back and forth. What was your take on the episode? On the whole vibe of this season so far? You know, it's been very, heavy and intense, I feel like.
That's the word to describe it, intense. I mean, it's been a few seasons since they've tackled the race issue, and it's like, oh, my God, I feel like reading too much of it.
Yeah, I don't mind it when it's done, you know, when it's just out of conversations and you know, things just kind of happen organically, I guess I should say. But I feel like this season it's like just being forced on us, and it's uncomfortable at this point. So, I mean, you know what, let's start light. You know, just give the other people a chance to get here. Let's start light. And because we had a little sub-storyline with Dion going on, I feel like he's been finally get a storyline where he's not, like, hooking up with a girl or something like that. He's just he's living off the land. I guess that means borrowing money from other people and gambling. Is this Ashley in here, 717, you think?
Probably.
All right, we'll get it right here. So what's your, and just give me your take on, like, Dion. He had to, like, he had to borrow $200 from Dean, and he, like, lost it in 5 seconds.
I'm really back and forth on him because, and I posted a blog on my blog, Big Time Reality, heatgetupblogspot.com. He is one of the typical guys that they cast, a guy who comes on the show with a girl back home and thinks it's okay to hook up with other girls. And it's like, it's so annoying. We see it every season. I mean, it was Tony last season. The season before that, it was our guy, JG. It was Trey. It was Adam Royer. So, I mean, we've seen this guy so many times. But this week, I thought he was hilarious.
Yeah, it was a nice little lighthearted lighthearted storyline going on. I really enjoyed it. Stefan and Ashley, is that you?
Yes.
Hey, what's going
on?
Welcome. Hello.
Well, right now we're just talking about Dion and his money troubles. Well, I guess he doesn't really call them troubles because he doesn't value money very much. I mean, do you think Dean had a right to get pissed? I thought he was going to get pissed, though. Stefan, what do you think?
About Dion gambling with his money?
Yeah, gambling with Dean's $200.
He played it cool. I mean, I think he probably did have a good reason to be mad, but, you know, he looked like he took it easy, which was cool. He didn't get in his face about it too much.
Hopefully,
I thought
Dion
it was funny that he did that.
Yeah, it was really,
but
really
now
really
he knows
funny.
He's not
like
gonna give them, you know, another $200 like that again.
Yeah, they're not doing jobs this season. Apparently, maybe they need jobs.
Apparently not.
They
yeah.
You.
They're
just sitting around having
an allowance.
I don't know. I heard they do, but it's not much.
Right.
I was just trying to wait for you guys to get here because obviously the main topic is kind of like the big leak and, you know, Chris and Jenna, and Jenna kind of accusing Kayla of the leak and everything. So I want, because I just watched the episode, so it's very fresh in my mind. So I wanted to go to you guys and get you guys' opinion. Like, Ashley, what was your, like, first of all, did you even hear about anything online prior to the season airing? Like, did you even hear about someone in the house making comments?
I heard about the leak prior to watching the episode, but not before the show initially started airing. I didn't see anything, actually.
Same here. Yeah. I didn't hear hear anything about that either before the season aired.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, because that's all. I was wondering, like, wait, was this like a big thing that I just missed or something?
Right.
I thought the same thing.
Okay, so
I think Jenna was probably
good.
More worried about it because she probably thought it was like, maybe she thought it was like bigger, you know? Because it really, it didn't.
Well, her mom
like was,
definitely put the fear of God in her. Her mom definitely blew that up in her head.
Yeah.
Like, her mom was like, your life is over. It's everywhere. You're all on the
and
news.
And it really was.
I'm like, oh my God. Relax.
It was probably just on a blog, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't as big as the mom was saying. So, yeah. Jenna was, worried.
I've been up all night worried sick. Jenna was like, and Jenna
just
was like, Mom,
we're
3 hours behind you. Come
but you know what?
Yeah.
She probably was thinking of, you remember Aaron off of Big Brother? She said some words in that Big Brother house, and then it happened to Aaron, you know, it got all over the news, but Jenna,
she was way worse than Jenna. Don't you guys agree?
Yes.
Well,
I would kind of agree. Yeah.
Well, the thing that got me was that Jenna seemed okay with it. Not okay with it, but it wasn't until after she got off the phone with her mom that she broke down and was like, "Oh my God."
Mm.
That's when.
Mm-hmm.
That's when. It really, like, she got angrier and angrier because prior to her, that phone call, she was like, oh, my goodness, why would someone do this? I think it's this person. I think it's that person. But then she talked to her mom, who, like, scared the mess out of her. And then she started crying. It's like, oh, my gosh, I want to kill Kayla. And I was like,
And it's just it's crazy that, you know, the blame got put on Kayla. And, you know, Chris, he was the one who really did it. It just sucks. It's like, what happens if Jenna, what would have happened if Jenna really did do something to Kayla, you know? Just put everything messed up.
Chris was smiling. He had a smirk on his face throughout the entire thing.
And,
I noticed that. It's like, he has a smug look on his face. Maybe I'm noticing it because I already knew that he was the one who did it. But I don't know. It was like his reaction seemed very different than everyone else's. So okay, let's get into Chris. Andrew, leaking the information, I think is in itself is wrong and is bad. But not only did he leak information, but he also didn't own up to it, and he let his friend get all the blame. And, like, what was your take
part? I just remember that. Because when he apologized to her at the end of the episode, he said, my friend leaked it. Right?
What are you saying?
He said, my friend leaked the information when he thanked, apologized to Jenna.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember we were talking yesterday. Remember Road Rule of Years Revenge when David got sent home for leaking information to outside world? I think this should have happened. It should have been the same to Chris, in my opinion. I mean,
it should have been what?
It should have been the same to Chris, in my opinion. I think he should have been sent home for this because you're supposed to let the viewers enjoy this show, and for him to leak something out about one of the cast members, that's not cool. And
right.
obviously from the after show, this is the last point, he doesn't have any remorse over it. And he's not sorry for what he did to Jenna. And it's kind of pathetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
he's
reasoning...
a little differently, Andrew.
Huh?
I said, did you see his press release thing he put out, like right after the episode aired or right before, something like that?
He's trying to play the victim, though, in my opinion, which he's not.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just have
a hard call. I kind of can see both sides of the thing.
Yeah, he wrote an open letter to MCS, all that. That for what I think about that is I think that is something that he's trying to, I say play the victim, but I do think with that letter to MTV, he's trying to make sure he doesn't screw up anything with them any further, because people do get banned for leaking information. And the fact that producer, you know, gave him a warning and stuff, so I think he's just trying to, you know, he may want to be on a challenge or do this or that, and so he's trying to make sure he, you know, he's trying to put it on like, oh, I want, because his reasoning was to, he was saying that he wanted to make sure that these things get discussed and bring awareness of the inequality and things like that, and I'm like, dude, it's 2016. There's nothing, like, there's a ton of awareness all around, like, being shoved in everyone's face. Like, everyone's aware of everything. And it's like, he makes it think, seems like it's, you know, a decade ago. And I don't think that this was necessary. You know, I don't think it did anything but just paint him in a bad light. That's all it really did. If he would have let everything play out, then people could form their own opinions about Jenna. Like, people could, you know, form their own opinions about things that she says and things going on. But he inserted himself in such a way that now he has taken kind of the spotlight off of the things that she said and put it on himself, even though he was in the interview. In one of the interviews on the show, he was saying that he didn't want to own up to it because he didn't want the roommate to take, he didn't want the attention to get put on him and take it off of the things that she said. But that's exactly what happened. So I don't know what he, yeah. what his mission was there, but I don't think it worked.
It didn't. I think he was trying to be a little bit malicious, but then you're trying to cover it up with the whole "I want the world to know," don't you think? Or you
well,
really
the world
thought he was he
it's
wanted the
national
world
TV.
To know about Jenna? Huh?
The world's gonna know what Jenna's gonna say a few months after they stop filming. I mean,
exactly.
National freaking TV.
Exactly. Instead of him trying to like let the world know while the show is still going on, like what was the point?
Yeah, I didn't know.
So, yeah, I didn't,
it
know
didn't
either.
Do.
But like
I'll call you
said, we're
right
gonna eventually in. Know. You we're gonna eventually right, know, yeah. find out, you know. So
yeah, it was weird. So I mean, even you know, CJ kind of mentioned it. You know, she mentioned that Chris is bullying Jenna at this point. He says he's instigating things, and then he wants to get mad at her when she gives her piece and says something that he doesn't agree with.
Right.
One of those moments was when he was saying how him and Dion were talking, and he was just saying how like no one in this house would be able to follow all the rules of the Mormon Church. And then Jenna walked past him. She didn't say anything. And he pointed at her and said, especially, and least of all, Jenna. It's like, why would you do that? That doesn't,
right,
that does
right.
nothing to help
kinda
your
rude,
cause.
Yeah.
So it does nothing
right.
to further your argument in any way. All it did was
yeah.
make you look like an instigator and a bully and someone who wants attention. That's all it did.
Right. I agree.
So,
kind of messed up. You know, because Jenna, she has every right to have her own opinion. So So don't try to shame her for her views, even though, you know, it is offensive.
Honestly, I don't know.
She doesn't
either
seem like...
Because both of them are crazy.
What are you saying?
I was going to say both of them are, like, really crazy, and they're both nuts. So it's like, do I agree with what Chris is doing? Hell no. Do I agree with what Jenna's saying? Hell no.
Right, right.
Well, okay, another thing, I feel like Chris's problem with Jenna is maybe because she, think what I get, what I got out of it. She makes comments towards him saying that she doesn't agree with certain things that he does. While in the same at the same time, she says she follows this belief system, but yet she does things that's directly against that belief system. I know nothing about the Mormon Church, so I'm not sure what everything is. I mean, he mentioned things like the way she talks, the way she dresses, things like that. So maybe that's it. Maybe there's moments that we missed or something. But at the same time, in that same instance, you can't expect someone to be perfect. You know, people want to do what's right all the time, but it doesn't happen, and it's never going to happen. So I don't know how to really take that. I don't know, like, okay, she does things that's against her Mormon beliefs, but, like, so, I mean, it's gonna happen. We all
right.
do things.
Yeah, it's not.
You
it's
know
not
that,
up to him to judge. You know, and put her down. You know, or try to tell her how to be. You know.
Right, and it seems like so far he has been the most judgmental person in the house. It seems like, from what we're getting, he has been. Very, you know, like, this is my way. This is how I'm going to be. You need to, you know, join in on what I say, or you're just not, you know, you need to learn. You need to learn how to think like me, it seems like. And it's like, she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to, you know, think, like, she's following her beliefs, and she's doing what she wants to do, and you do what you want to do. And it doesn't seem like she's hurting anyone. So
You spoke with CJ yesterday, right, Ash?
Ashley dropped her call. She said she'll call back.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask her what her take was on it, but... You guys watched the first New Orleans, right?
So,
what'd you
say?
You guys watched the one with Julie, right? Because I know she was a Mormon. And didn't she get kicked out of BYU or something after the rural season because she went on the rural or something?
I think you're right. I think something like that did happen.
What did you say, Andrew?
All the way, quite sure.
I remember hearing something about Julie from Rural New Orleans, the first New Orleans. Didn't she get kicked out of, like, BYU or something for going on Real World or doing something that she wasn't supposed to on the Real World?
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, as a quick side note, but I don't know. As far as this cast goes, guys. Some of these people are just too much to handle. I mean, Jenna, oh my God. I'm sure she's a nice girl, but she's just, oh my God. I just, when she kept on bringing up the Confederate flag in the after show, I was like, come on.
You don't realize
what that flag means.
Flag really, you know, that's the thing. I think she, her parents, the way she was grown up, she's not really fully aware of what the Confederate flag really means or stand for. So now she's just repping it just to rep it.
I wouldn't be surprised if she was doing it just because.
To her, it has a different meaning. It's the way of the South.
Yeah.
But to the world, you know, to America, it has, you know, it means a lot more than just that. It's just history.
Yeah. That after show, guys, I thought was really bad.
Huh?
Like, that after show that happened after the episode, I thought was really bad. It was, I mean, so much stuff. I questioned myself, why am I still watching this?
Yeah.
You know,
because Kayla and Chris would never let Jenna get a word in. And Jenna,
you know,
just kept talking in circles the whole
time. I thought the opposite. I thought Jenna was talking. I felt like Jenna got her point across.
Because
yeah.
I didn't, honestly, Kayla and Chris kept cutting her off, which got really annoying.
It did,
and
she started crying. It's like she said everything.
Well, I just hope that we move on from this. Because it's just, at this point, because it was like, that episode was really hard to watch. It really was. I don't even know if I'll be able to watch this season live anymore. I just have to watch it to play it back and just kind of fast forward stuff, because I was able to get through all of Dion's clips. I was able to get through, you know, some other ones, but like when Chris started going in on Jen, I was like, oh, this is awkward. He's not saying anything
incredible
that I really like think is groundbreaking or anything. I feel like he thinks that he's making this. I mean, he probably is. He probably is in some people's, you know, lives. He probably is. But for me, I'm really not clicking with what he's putting out there like that. And I feel like CJ is a freaking sweetheart. Her talk with Jenna went a lot better than his talk with her. And it seemed more genuine than his talk with her at the end of the episode, which is really sweet. And Jenna seemed to really, really genuinely appreciate CJ's words. And so, you know, anytime I see these clips of those two, I just keep flashing to the previews because I know they're going to go at it at some point. So it's just funny.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, what's going to happen? Who's going to say something? So, it's really nice, at least for the meantime, to watch that.
With the time we have left, can we talk about the missions real quick?
Wait, were you talking about the spider mission? I mean, sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I know what you we were texting earlier during the week. You said these missions haven't been up to par up until this past leading into this episode. Did you like the spider mission and the dog fighting mission?
Yeah. They should have did the spider mission somewhere else. Not in the house, in my opinion.
Oh, my God.
It was weird. It was, like, anticlimactic. I don't know.
The producer kept on saying, didn't the producer get really annoying when he was like, if you don't do this, Jenna, you're going home. If that spider gets off of you, you're going home.
Yeah, so they should have went somewhere else. They should have booked them to, like, a cave or something to do this.
Put them in somewhere where it's, like, have them walk through a cave of just nothing but tarantulas. Walk from this side to that side.
Just say the word.
Getting them on top of
you. And we'll take them out.
Like, you're just laying on the table, seeing them three
for a minute. For a minute.
On top of them. That's right. That's so.
I wonder why we haven't seen any, like, storylines from Sabrina with the whole finding her biological mom storyline. We haven't seen that since the second episode.
Investigator probably hasn't found anything yet.
Right.
Yeah, wait for.
Right.
Yeah, wait for him to find something.
Yeah.
And then when he finds something, then they'll probably have a mission for Sabrina and be like, okay.
Dean has a storyline.
You say he has a storyline, does he?
I thought it was his divorce, but we haven't really seen anything yet.
Yeah, they haven't given us much.
No, we haven't seen much from Dean.
Yeah.
He seems like
he's been chilling in the background.
From the airtime that he has got it, he seems like a really good guy, though.
Yeah, he seems cool.
He does. I just...
I tweeted at the end of the episode, I was like, next week, can we just have an episode with Gene, CJ, and Sabrina? the three sane people, the three sane people in this house.
Right.
Well,
the other four are like out of control. It's like that's what the real world's all about. But at the same time, I want to see stuff from CJ. I mean, we saw a couple weeks ago with her birthday, which I loved it. Episode three was great because it showed a lot of her, and she seems like so down to earth. CJ, I love her.
Yep, right. She's great. So any else on like the missions or anything? Was there another? Oh yeah, we need to get into the truth mission. It's the funny thing though. Interesting thing, I guess.
Truth,
not funny. Just interesting. I read an interview that Chris did, and this is before I just watched the episode. And in that interview, he said that the reason I finally told Jenna the truth was because I heard she was going to do something physical. I didn't want to do anything physical to Kayla. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, so he told her on his own. And no, that's not what happened. Like, he had to have the producer come in and say, hey, Chris, how about let's do this. Let's keep it real. Keep it 100. You're on the real world. Own up to what you did.
True.
Since you're so proud of it, you're so proud of what you did. You want to make a statement. You wanted to show the world this something, and only about like maybe 300,000 people will actually see this. You wanted to show the world, and now own it. Own your mark on the real world. You know, own up to what you did, and he did in a very like, it wasn't. I don't know. It was just very, that conversation. What do you think of that conversation between him and Jenna at the end? When he had
it's
to
being forced.
Tell his truth.
Well, it was
like
forced.
It seemed kind of forced, and it was very well
If he didn't admit to Jenna, he would have gone home.
That's the only reason. He wanted to stay in the house. To further push his agenda, he wanted to stay in the house. So it was like, you told her just because you had to. Not because you felt like you should have.
Right.
Which really just is disappointing.
Can we backtrack a little bit real quick? I know the show's about to end, but what do you guys think a couple weeks ago with the whole stripper situation with Jenna? Of how she was crying after it.
About what?
How when she went on stage at the club with the stripper. Australian stripper,
oh,
and she was like, she was crying after. I thought it was hilarious. It's like, Jenny, you're in freaking Vegas. Things are gonna happen like that.
Yeah,
I'm sure your boyfriend, if your boyfriend loves you enough, she'll understand.
She didn't have to go on stage. Like, why are you crying?
She didn't have to go on stage, but still.
No, because she's saying like, oh my god, they made me go on stage. Why would I do this? Like, girl, you go. That stripper off. Like, nope, no thank you. But, you know, she's very dramatic.
And then her trying to call Austin, your call has been forwarded. Your call has been forwarded. Oh, my God. I'm glad I haven't found a girl like her who calls like 100 times over my phone. Be like, 20 missed calls from Jenna. I was like, oh, shit.
right. And email.
And then her email was like, Austin, !
Yeah.
I wonder right. in real time if they've talked to her, if he's talked to her yet.
Right. I guess we'll find out.
I'm sure we'll hear more of that.
Yeah.
Okay,
are you guys
liking
the after shows?
What happened?
Are you guys liking the after shows real quick?
I'm liking them. I'm glad Nessa's the host again. She gets good answers out of the cast members.
See, I feel like the other girl was a little bit better. But you know, Nessa's cool.
No. We'll agree to disagree on that one. I thought Zuri was,
because I feel like
Nessa
talks too much. She talks further sometimes. you know?
But she gets you to answer the question.
She does. But I feel like the other girl does the same thing, but
Jerry, with the whole Abram after show and the challenge that will end on this, I thought she was terrible with the whole Abram after show.
Wait, who's the girl on the after show with Abraham?
Zuri Hall.
Oh, I thought yeah. She handled that well.
No, I don't.
All right. I just want to get y'all opinion.
What'd you say?
What do you think? What do you guys think of the whole Love in the Real World thing a couple weeks ago?
That was nice that they did that. It just sucks that I feel like they're doing these things and people are not really watching it. Like, the ratings are still, like, low. Are they? Are they?
No, and they're gonna, and unfortunately, they're gonna stay low. I hate to say it.
It just sucks.
Because
I feel like MTV is really trying with the Real World, but the ratings are still low.
No. Yeah.
You know? They're doing all these.
No,
the thing is, it's really just cast by cast.
It's not necessarily watching the world. It's like what cast is going to draw the most viewers. And this cast, unfortunately, hasn't been able to. They haven't really been doing anything but talking like about serious stuff. And yeah, that's it. So,
right.
You know, it's, I don't know. You kind of have to, it's not like the world is doing bad, but. It's just like which cast is going to really put themselves on the map.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember you were texting the other day, Whit, and you were 100% right. CBS, they know how to cast shows. MTV, I mean, they've had good casts in the past with The Real World. I mean, the second Vegas season was amazing. Real World Explosion was amazing. But other than that, we've had a lot of bad casting, unfortunately.
Yeah, like you guys are saying about
CBS.
You know,
and maybe it's the difference between cable TV and network TV. Maybe network TV has an easier time casting because they can go as far as they want, as far as the age group goes. I mean, the guy from a Survivor this season, there's a 72-year-old dude on this season, so.
Oh, wow.
Maybe they get more chances to cast better people than MTV, but.
Even their younger
people. I don't know how much.
They should probably raise the age limit for the Real World now, even higher.
What, to
28? Like, yeah, because these people are, like, too
no,
young. Maybe we're just getting older. I feel like maybe we're getting
they don't
older.
You don't want to raise it higher than 29, 28, because...
Hey, I wouldn't even mind seeing 30s. Like, I don't... I mean, I just feel like these people are so young. They're talking, like, nonsense.
Wait,
but it's, you know, it's cool.
No 30-year-old is going to want to take time out of their life and go
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
some people
so that, that's
3 months, then 3 months of strangers.
You never know.
I mean, people get married at age 37, so I don't know if they want to go on the road.
People who are doing the challenge now, they're like in their higher 20s, 30s, and they're still
No,
cool.
That's doing 30. I mean, that's doing challenges where you're winning money and doing competitions.
Right, I'm just saying.
Maybe
that's
because Johnny Bananas doesn't want to get a real job. Because
it's too young.
The reason why Johnny Bananas don't want to do a challenge is because people like Johnny Bananas doesn't want to get a real job. Hey,
he's making a name for himself, so.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so.
3-2 weeks to be fine.
Yep. So. Yeah, so let's just wrap this up real quick because we're going to have stuff to talk about. All right, any predictions for next week? I mean, we saw the preview for next week. Chris seems to be going home to do some, no idea what they called it. Maybe denouncing his Mormonship. I don't know.
I didn't even see that.
So that'd be interesting to see that. And
then they get to traverse up a mountain and shit.
And they have 90 minutes to reach the top of the mountain.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
For real?
That looked fairly easy. But it's Kayla was having
fun to watch.
It looks fun to watch. It's like just get them doing some fun stuff now.
Yeah, Kayla was.
It was just She was struggling, man. At least they're not giving her a challenge final type mountain to climb. Then she really has a problem.
Last thought. I want to get this out. Dion's jacket on the after show. Douchey.
What was?
I'll leave it at that.
It was the feather thing.
He didn't have a shirt on, and it was just a jacket. It was so douchey. Like, dude, we see it all the time on the world. You could dress up nice for an after show.
Right, yeah.
But anyways, guys, good talk.
Yeah, good talk.
Great talk.
We'll continue it on Twitter.
We'll probably be back here next week. And thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks to Ashley for calling in. We appreciate it. You guys can follow us at Reality Radio Pod. Check out our blog, talkingrealitytv.blogspot.com. We'll keep in touch. Follow us on Twitter to keep the conversation going. And peace out. Have a good Saturday, guys.
All right. Later. See you guys next week. Bye-bye.